Many devotees have come to me and said that they felt very enlivened by it. I want to say that I am preparing, with the help of Nityananda Kari, an article about this, where this is very condensed. So this will soon appear, I would say maybe in 2 weeks, in the Sharanagati webpage, in this new feature called From My Heart, which is a diary from the Bosnian mountains. So it is really it's a step-by-step process. It's like a guideline, you could say, based on Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur's writings on how to go deep into the holy name.
I to je jedan proces koji ide korak po korak, nešto poput vodiča koji je baziran na djelu što vatim na tako.
I first wrote this only for myself, and then I decided this is too good, that devotees must all know this. So please look in the webpage or get the tapes, because you need to hear it a few times. You need to really think about it. Okay. Wonderful. Very creative. Thank you. How extremely beautiful. It almost looks like a Vanamali garland. Vanamali garland have 5 different colors, so let us count. Yes. This is a 6 colored garland, actually. 5 colored garlands are for Krishna, so that's all right. So, Hare Krishna, can I please have a pair of karatals? Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Bihadi. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Bihari. Gopi Dana Vallabha Giri Varadhani. Gopi Dana Vallabha Giri Varadhani. Yasoda nandana braja jana ranjana. Yasoda nandana braja jana ranjana. Yamuna Tira Vana Chari. Yamuna Tira Vana Chari. Nindaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari Nindaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari Vidana Vallava Giri Vadadani Vidana Vallava Giri Vadadani Yasoda nandana vraja jana dandana Yasoda nandana vraja jana dandana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Nidaya Radha Madhava Punya Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Punya Vihari Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama
Jaya Gauranitai, 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 Gauranitai. Jaya Radha, Ramana Radha, Ramana Radha. Jaya Radha, Ramana Radha, Ramana Radha.
Jai Om Vishnu Pada Paramahansa Paravaraja Kacharya Astutara Satasisimadisti Vaingre Silave Charanaravinda Shila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaja Shila Prabhupada Ki Jai Anand Koti Vaishnavrinda Ki Jai Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Gaura Premanandi Hari Hari Bo. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to C.C. Guru and Sri Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Stai Bhutai Madhavati Antasvati Ayanasti Vasavite Goni Chani Asir Sonirius Katari Zatai. Tribhanga. Hare Krishna. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Yes, thank you. Dayan Nitai. We are reading this morning a verse from the Narada Purana, which is found in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Dayanitai, please also bring along my copy of the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. I think it's on the heater. You know this. It's a brown volume. It's a very, very important verse which has a lot to do with our lecture this morning. Achirat
Eva
Savata Siddhyati Esham Abhipsita Saddharmasya Vabodaya Yesham Nirbandini Matihi Achiradeva Sarvata Siddhyat yesham abhipsitah Saddharmasya vabodaya Yesham nirbandini mati Achiradeva sarvata Siddhyat yesham abhipsita Saddharmasya vabodaya Yesham Nibandini Mati.
Yesham Nibandini Mati.
Please, someone else. Thank you, Mataji, please. This verse appears. Sorry. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Prajaline Nirvishesha Samyavani Paskatya Desodarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Nanda Sri Advaita Nadada Sivasari Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This verse appears in the second wave, is also quoted in the second wave of the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. The eastern section, second wave. It's interesting that this verse is quoted both in the Chaitanya Charitamrita as well as in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. It's from a work or a shastra which we often don't read in great detail, the Naradiya Purana. Why is it so important? Because it describes that we should be aware of our goal while we practice bhakti. Yes. In Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, it appears under the section Inquiry into Bhakti. We should have questions to Bhakti. And these are by no means only the oriental, the questions searching for orientation which come up in the newcomer's mind. No, on every stage we should see we are now here and we will, how do we get to the next stage? When this type of inquiry leaves your heart and mind, your bhakti will stagnate. In fact, our spiritual master is meant to tell us where he sees us, at which stage, and then to suggest ways and means how we will come from the present stage to the next stage. What is important for us to climb up the, or to go up the ladder, so to say.
Naš duhovni učitelj je namijenjen tome da nam kaže gdje nas on vidi, na kojem se nivou nalazimo i da nam onda da način kako da idemo na sljedeći nivo, da nam kaže šta je sada u tom trenutku za nas jako bitno.
In the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, this is one of the most important principles which is immediately revealed to us after the texts which tell us how important it is to accept a guru on our path. The translation of another translation of this verse is, those whose minds are attached to understanding bhakti to the Lord quickly attain all their desired goals.
Bhaktira Samrita Sindhu, imamo još jedan stih koji popisuje, kaže, oni čiji su umovi vezani za razumijevanje bhakti prema Gospodinu, brzo razumijevaju sve njihove željene cilje. Postižu njihove željene cilje.
I'm too full at the moment. You have nothing. I will pile the book. So, may I ask, please take this machine. Oh, it's hot like a stomach, this machine. Can you find also the Shikshastakam? It's in the introduction to the Bhagavatam, first canto of the Bhagavatam. There's a hole. I would now like to take you on a journey. Philip, please come with me. We will go now through the different stages of devotional service. You are invited to find out where you are at the present moment. And you are invited to analyze what you should do to go to the next higher state. This description comes at the final conclusion of the Nam Bhajan. The first stage is called Shravana Dasha. It's that blissful stage where a qualified individual hears from the guru about sadhya, that is the goal of spiritual practice, and sadhana, the means to obtain the goal. On that stage you are instructed to, you must chant without offenses. And you are also taught how you can become qualified to chant the holy name. Does any one of you know or remember at this moment what qualification you must attain to chant the holy name? We are looking for a particular verse. Taroiva sahishnuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadhari. Kirtaniya sadhari means if you want to continuously vibrate in the ecstatic waves of the ocean of the holy name, you must become more humble than the straw in the street.
Kirtaniya sadhari, to znači da morate da vibrirate. Ako želite da vibrirate u ekstatičnim valovima okeana svetog imena, morate da budete ponizniji od travki na ulici.
May I ask you, what is more low than the straw in the street?
Mogu vas pitati što se nalazi niže od travki na ulici?
And what is the qualification of that substance which is lower than the straw in the street?
I koja je kvalifikacija te supstance koja se nalazi niže od travki na ulici?
After all, this is the instruction of the verse. Think, what is under the straw in the street? Admavanji. Sorry? The dust. So, spiritual practice means to become like the dust. What does this mean? Should I become dust? This sounds as if I'm supposed to die. You know, from how do the Christians say? From earth to earth, from ashes to ashes. Is it like this? Or something like this? The earth or the dust is extremely tolerant. When you go over straw, the straw protests after you have gone over it and goes up again and goes, don't do this again, please. You know, when you step over grass, it goes zip after the next time you come, it has a thorn for you. Oh, it's hard or something. The dust is extremely tolerant. And the dust is also very impressionable. It learns. When you go with your stopala over the dust, then you can see this imprint or the printed stopala on the dust. So in this world, a devotee needs to become tolerant. Especially the Bhagavatam instructs us, this means to become tolerant to our karma. What is bound to happen has to happen. Don't resist it. You can't change the ups and downs of the material, your material destiny, because it comes according to your own order, your own karmic order, that means your own previously performed activities. Don't waste your life to just change your material circumstances. Engage your life in uplifting your consciousness. That's where your slobodan, your freedom lies.
Nemojte protračiti svoj život da promijenite svoje materijalne okolnosti, nego svoju energiju usmjerite u to da uzdignete svoju svjesnost i to je leži prava sloboda.
Only a tolerant person who is flexible is qualified to learn.
Samo tolerantna osoba koja je fleksibilna je kvalificirana da uči.
Someone who always offers resistance to everything will remain on the platform of his ego and not learn the lessons of life. And when you are on the Shravana stage, you will learn another sweet secret. That is, develop. Progress necessary. Develop in your this means especially develop your chanting. So that you come to a stage where you are always together with Krishna and never separated from Krishna. This means that you are always together with the Holy Name and never separated from the Holy Name. Even if you don't count your rounds, the Name counts you. You sing. In your dreams, you dream of Krishna. This is what development means. Never be separated from Krishna. Then comes Varanadas, the next step, the step of acceptance. It is said this usually refers to initiation. After the devotee has happily received his sets of beads at the time of initiation, he will accept the Holy Name in his life. And then the Guru will give him his blessings. This blessing of the Guru is very important. It's called Shakti Sanchara. These blessings give you the Shakti to go on with your chanting. You might remember Bhaktivinoda Thakur's prayer where he approaches the spiritual master and says, "O Guru Maharaj, alone I have no strength to engage in chanting the holy name."
Може се сеќате песме Вакилино Такура, у која он пристапа со духовно муштво и каже: "О, ја сам по себе ја немам снаги да пеам светиња."
Please give me your blessings.
Молите, дај ми своје благословение.
Varana means to accept.
Varana значи да прифатам.
Now I hear again, like in every lecture, devotees talking. Please accept that you have to be non-talking during the lectures. Hello. Yes, it refers to the vegetable cutters. Please accept. Without accepting new things into our lives, we will stagnate. This is Varanadas, the stage of acceptance. It's very psychological if you think about this. First you hear and then you accept. Like food. You accept prasadam, we say. If you never would eat prasadam, I will talk now in a language which is easily understandable after Bhima Nidra Ekadasi. If you don't accept prasadam, how will you get strength? How will you get the cellular functions and yin yang and whatever? How will it work? And you know, when you accept prasadam, do you know this is a very important thing which happens? The prasadam will work within you. I think you all know that once a devotee gave a very demoniac person for 10 years prasadam. This person was the owner of a factory who always chased the devotees away who were distributing books to his workers. It was in Sydney, Australia. This demon would always bring the devotees with police force away from his factory. There were 20,000 workers inside. So one clever devotee gave a package of the bona fide Krishna cookies to one of the workers who every day brought this owner of the factory, this bag of Krishna cookies. Usually all of the cells in the body change after 7 years. This demon needed 10 years. Then the prasadam gave him a new favorable body for Krishna consciousness. And when the devotees asked if they could distribute books near his factory or to the workers of the factory, he said, "Yes, I've been waiting for you." The treatment, the prasadam treatment, was successful. And you know, the devotee who gave this worker this bag of Krishna cookies told the worker, never tell him from where it's coming. Don't tell him it's prasadam. Just say so there's some very friendly young gentleman who wants that you have a healthy stomach. Here is the cookies for him. So accepting prasadam can change a person. When you start to accept Krishna consciousness, not only in dress, but in heart, you will be changed because it works within you. And it prepares you for the next step. Smaranadas. This means that you always remember Krishna. An example is given, like when you pour out liquid honey, there is an uninterrupted stream of honey from the opening of the bottle to where the honey goes. So if you have heard and accepted, your stream of remembrance will come of Krishna, like an uninterrupted stream of slatki med. Finally, you will be in trance. Once there was a Kshatriya from Rajasthan who was very often meditating about Krishna. And he was riding on his horse next to his warlord. Warlord is like the superior, it's like a king, the king. The time had come where he would offer Krishna food, but he was not where his deity was. He was on a horse riding into battle. So he decided to put his chada, while he was riding on the horse, over his head, so that his master wouldn't see what he would be doing. He was riding like this. And in his mind, because he was not where his deity was, he was offering fresh yogurt to his deity. So the king next to whom he rode thought, well, my warrior has fallen asleep on the conch, on the horse. And he gave him a slap. It just went like this. And the chatter fell. All of a sudden the king saw there was yogurt splatting all over the horse, all over his warrior, everywhere yogurt. Because this person was in trance, he was offering the yogurt to his deity, and the offering had become disturbed, almost as if you take your hand and bang on a yogurt bowl, it comes all over you. I saw Prabhupada a few times in this trance. Usually he would cry in ecstatic love of Godhead. But once in Hamburg, Prabhupada did something unusual. He was like a yogi in Samadhi. And he was walking on a ray of a sun towards the sun. These are great personalities. But even us small personalities, we are supposed to come to the stage of Smaranam, that is a state where we never forget Krishna. Then you are ready to come to the next level. It's called Apanadas, or where you attain your spiritual form. First you will just see it for a moment and then it will be gone. Just like first you see Krishna almost like a lightning flash in a dark night. After you have seen Krishna for the first time, that's the stage of Bhava, where he just quickly shows himself in his beautiful form, you will be totally in ecstasy. But at that time, you will also, your material life will be finished. You have only one question in that life. Where is Krishna? How can I see him again? Because he's the sweetest, or let us say the most profound realization, which you, after you have seen him once, you just have to see him again and again and again. Near Nandagaram, there lived once a Babaji who was worshipping Krishna and Balaram every day. He was growing older and older and older. And sadder and sadder and sadder, because he had not yet seen Krishna. One day he decided, I give up my worship of Krishna and Balaram, they are not kind to me. So he left his deity in the temple and started to go towards Vashana, the place of Radharani. He thought Radharani is maybe more merciful than Krishna and Balaram. Now all the villagers from Nandagram said, Baba, where are you going? I'm going to Vashana. This Krishna is too much. But you are 80 years old. Any time, your time might come. And who should worship Krishna Balaram, please? Any idea? The deities will be hungry. I don't care. Let them fast. It's just not fair. I'm worshipping them since I'm a little orphan. I have placed all my hopes in Krishna Balaram. They have not accepted me. I'm going to Radha. Jai Sri Radha. What can you do with such a Baba? One by one, each of the villagers, you know, stayed back. At the end, there were only two boys left. Who said, but they are hungry. They are hungry for your worship, Krishna Balaram, and also they need some milk at least, something for the stomach. No, it's their problem. Baba, we request you. Return. No. My decision is made. When he said like this, all of a sudden he noticed a plow over the shoulder of one of the boys, and he heard a flute. This other boy took a flute to his lips. And as the Babaji looked with eyes opening in transcendental amazement, he saw Krishna Balaram manifesting out of these village boys right before his vision. Next morning, the villagers found him in a ditch. He was chanting, Jai Krishna Balaram, Jai Krishna Balaram. He's very old. Bring me back to the deities. I need to cook something. Only after a few days, this blissful Babaji went home back to Krishna Balaram. This is called Apanadas. Your spiritual form is given to you. This first Krishna Balaram or your deities of your heart appear like a flash in a dark night. For a moment only. Have you ever been in a dark night and lost your orientation? Then you will appreciate a flash, because all of a sudden everything is clear to you. You can see. And then you want to go to the goal of your life. Finally, you know, at the stage of Apana, the devotee is still staying in the material world. He's fully surrendered. He's on the state of divine emotions called Bhava. And then Krishna takes him and makes him one of his associates in his lila in this world. This is a journey of the chanter in this world. Jai Gopal, you should be enthusiastic for this journey. You should feel, this is also my journey. I so much want to make this journey. And you must become qualified now to go on this journey. Go into the school of the Trinada Pishloka. At every time in your life you should know, this is what is expected from me. Then slowly practice verse 4 of Shikshastakam, yes. Shikshastakam means, the fourth shloka means you have to learn to chant without motivation. No other motivation than pleasing Krishna. O Almighty Lord. Oh, we can chant in Sanskrit. Nadanam najanam nasundarim kavitang mam jagadishakamani mama janmani janmanishvare bhavatat bhakti aituki. Yes. O Almighty Lord, I have no desire to accumulate wealth, nor do I desire beautiful women or beautiful men. I don't want any number of followers. My only desire is to want your causeless devotional service, birth after birth. See, when you perform bhakti, you should not be like the servant of the king. The servant of the king may fan the king, but in his heart is something else than service. He may think, oh, this old idiot. I hope my time is soon over, so that I can go to my home and play with my children. No, inside your heart you must have the same as the outside. Then, after you have learned to chant without motivation, a new school is, a class is waiting for you. You should know that you need help. You should sincerely pray to Krishna, I need your help. Please chant with me. Ayi nanda tanuya kinkadang patitang mam vishame bhavamburo shivaya tava pada pankaja stiti duli sam vichintaya. O son of Maharaj Nanda Krishna, I am your eternal servitor. Yet somehow or other I have fallen into the Serbian ocean of birth and death. Please pick me up from this ocean of death. And place me as one of the atoms of your lotus feet. Devotee should enter this sincere longing for Krishna. Then Krishna quickly will come and the devotee is ready for the next stage. That stage is desiring for the state is called desiring perfection. Yuga itam nimeshena shakshusha pravisha itam sonya itam jagat savam govindavin. Oh, I'm sorry, I made a mistake. Nam nam akari bahuda nija sarva shaktis tathapita niyamita smarane nakala. Bhagavan mamapi eva midrisham na janina nuraga. Oh my Lord, when will my eyes be decorated with tears of love flowing constantly when I chant your holy name? When will my voice choke up? And when will the hairs of my body stand on end at the recitation of your name? Do you know what chanting means? It means to chant and simultaneously cry for Krishna. Like a little child cries for the mother. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu expresses himself like this: Bhakti Yoga, Bhakti Yoga, Bhakti Yoga, Dhana. Krandana. It means Bhakti Yoga. Bhakti Yoga, oh my dear devotees, the treasure of Bhakti Yoga means to chant while you do krandana, crying. Then you are ready for the school of the next two verses, which the Chikshastra come, says. You are ready to become a servant of Srimati Radharani. You understand Radha serves Krishna the best. And you will go now into her school and become fit for service of Radha and Krishna. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has very wonderfully described how the soul at that time thinks of himself as a herself. Do you know that you are not a woman? A man? Do you also know that you are not a woman like you will find in this world? The Chandogya Upanishad informs us that the soul is neither male nor female like you find in this world. Sometimes devotees have heard about the Radha Dasya, that is the of the Manjaris who are servants of Srimati Radharani, and they think, we are all female. But not female like here, with all the mentalni, emotionalski, wavski, ups and downski. I mean, men are also up and down. I don't want to say that women are the only ones who are ups and downs. It means in a transcendental way you are giving pleasure to Krishna. Krishna is like the moon, and next to him is the star of Srimati Radharani. There's the Krishna Chandra and then Radhe, and then around her, Radharani, there are other smaller stars, her sakis, and then come still smaller stars, that is the servants or the manjaris. And they are all in this firmament of the spiritual sky. So the devotee prays to these manjaris at this stage. Oh, one day I will walk on the forest path of Vrindavan. Oh, Ananga Manjari, when will you come and meet me on this forest path? And you will say, oh, is someone new? And when will you bring me to Lalita Sakhi, where I will be trained to serve Radha and Krishna? Oh, when will Vishakha Devi come and teach me how to play the beautiful instruments for the divine couple? And when will I be introduced to Rupa Manjari? And when will Rupa Manjari say, hey, look there, who's coming? And then I will see on the forest path a wave of blue and yellow color. And I will be overwhelmed by the most beautiful darshan of Radha and Krishna. Yes, yes. And Krishna will say, oh, dear friend, I have been carefully holding a treasure for you. You alone have rights to this treasure. You have rejected me long ago, and you fell under the spell of my energy of illusion. Again and again, I have given you great attention. Finally, you woke up. And you said to your body and mind, I'm not identical with you. Now, as far as I am concerned, my dear soul, you have attained me by your own efforts. Oh, I'm so extremely pleased with you. Serve my ever fresh pleasurable form. And play with me in the endless ocean of bliss. Do not fear any longer. Stop your lamentation. Maybe you don't know it, but you have attained your eternal life of bliss now. Oh, I'm so thankful to you. You have cut all chains of material attachment. I will never be able to repay the depth of love you have shown. At that time the soul cries. And Krishna says, be naturally satisfied in your service. Aren't these wonderful words which give us hope? This is Bhaktivinoda Thakur explaining. The holy name, in other words, will all of a sudden show himself as Krishna. As Radha and Krishna. I sometimes think of the holy name as, I sometimes think of the holy name as a king and a queen. They have come into this world. Radha and Krishna have come in the disguise of the holy name. And they knock at our heart. Who's there? Hare Krishna. Wouldn't you like to chant Hare Krishna? I'm not sure. After half a year. Would you like to now chant Hare Krishna? I'm already chanting. No, you're not. You chant with offenses. So we again after some time. Would you like to chant now? Finally we may say yes. At that time we enter into the school of chanting. Then one day these two say, come with us. And on this most blissful day they bring us into the palace. Their own palace. We want to know who resides on the two empty thrones in this palace. And then Hare Krishna or Radha and Krishna smile at us. And they sit down on the throne. There's a crown. Everyone chants mantras to glorify them. And we notice the two syllables, Hare, or two names, Hare and Krishna, who brought us out of this world, they are Radha and Krishna themselves. They have come in a form in which we could accept them, because as the king and the queen, we didn't want to accept them, because we are king. On the material consciousness, we don't like to accept Krishna and to surrender to him, because we are the rulers of our lives. So out of his mercy, Radha and Krishna come to us in the most acceptable form, the Hare Krishna mantra, and then take us on a journey and finally reveal themselves as they are. My dear devotees, please make this journey. Don't be obstinate. Stubborn. Please do this journey. Or please be at least ready to inquire into the journey and the different stations and the different qualifications which are necessary. Krishna is so merciful. Why shouldn't we be a little bit surrendered to Him? Why should we not serve Him? This is not fair. He does everything for us. We also have to do some little reciprocation. And this is in the holy name, in the form of how we chant. So I certainly wish you all the best in this endeavor. May your journey be very quickly successful. I'm very happy that I could deliver this 3 talks on this subject. Much more can be said. And at another time will be said. But for now, I want to just tell you Krishna is waiting for you. Do you also notice how merciful He is with the weather? He even has given us water back. I think this summer camp is very auspicious because, you know, it rains during the night when we are sleeping or trying to sleep with our snoring neighbors next to us. I mean, when your neighbor does so much richete, you can come here and sleep in the temple room. No problem. It's the refugee camp. But what I wanted to say, it rains in the night. I find this very, very far out, you know. It's amazing. Krishna gives us the coolness for the week by always making it in the night cool so that we don't, that we can do everything we want to do in the very sunlit day. It said when Maharaj Yudhishthira, the pure devotee, was reigning, not rain, you know, ruling, then it rained in the night, not during the day. So in this week, Krishna is just very merciful to us. You are now in the half of the summer camp. A little bit more than half of the summer camp is over. It went very fast. We are slowly going towards the end. It's Wednesday, am I correct? Yeah, Wednesday. Please remain such wonderful summer camp devotees. Especially I notice how very nicely all of you are chanting. It's really overwhelming to see you in such good devotional moods. I personally have observed that this is my best summer camp since the beginning of summer camps. Long, long ago in Slovenia, we had our first summer camp in the Balkan areas.
Moja observacija da je ovo za mene najbolji kamp od početka održavanja nekih kampova. Prvi smo imali u Sloveniji na
području. What I have noticed is that from the first day you were all on a very high level of consciousness, not like the other years where preaching was so difficult to the devotees, you know, because they came from all stressed out here, stressed out there. You were immediately with Krishna consciousness, purno snaga. Yes, please keep your high level of Krishna consciousness. Please also think of the many things which you still might like to do during the summer camp. Maybe you didn't have time to talk to all the devotees you wanted to talk. Maybe you still need to have some questions, spiritual questions answered, so that you can go on. Or maybe you need to purchase a book which is available on the book markets. Or maybe you have not yet had the pleasure to be there for Mangal Arati. Or maybe your chanting has been a little bit on tenth place because there's so many things happening. Whatever it is, please remain focused. You can get a lot out of such a gathering. And today our Gaura Gaura Gauranga shouting Jai Pataka Maharaj comes. he is full with Gauranga and Gauranga's mercy for all of us, I think. Our Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu, as far as I have heard, is also starting his journey from Bulgaria today to come here.
That's
correct? Yes, someone knows there. Someone knows? Sorry? Here? So he is coming today, 11:30. I would be surprised if he is come, if he can say when he comes. Yes, but yes. We want to celebrate the rice eating festival, Panihati. And tomorrow we have some amazing presentation. Some ninjas will fly through the air for us. And we will also learn how to do some ninja exercise. Also, I wanted to say today, for the first time, we will have our manas teaching us Tai Chi. Is correct? And there is such a this is the work of Madhva Muni. Madhva Muni ji, you have to do this because I don't know. Where is he? Must be somewhere. Eating prasadam, most probably. This is what I will do also now. No, actually, I had a little energy prasadam, macrobiotic energy prasadam. Yes. So, Kishori, do you know what is happening? He's what? He's coming. So please remain here. There he's coming. He's so sympathetic, it was Madhva Muni. Muniji! Desi! So Marva Muni will give us an orientation through the day.